Hey, it's 7 minutes to bedtime. I'm Rick.
I'm Sydney.
And we had an interesting week.
So when I spilled that glass of milk, I saw it happen in slow motion. And then it like paralyzed me. Nothing I could do. What is that?
I don't know. It's a meme.
What?
It's like watching your parent fall. And it's...
Watching your what?
Watching your parent fall.
And it's parent?
Parent.
Oh.
My nose is plugged. It's a guy walking, and the guy's like, "Dad, no!" And he falls, and he's like, in slow motion, "Who can say when all?" And then his face is just going down. It's pretty funny.
All right. Is it Saturday?
Yes.
It is. So you didn't have any school today. I was going to ask.
No, I didn't.
You didn't go.
Let's make this quick. Okay.
All right. Mommy has instructed me that I am not to hog the bed, but she's staying up and watching a little bit of Dateline. I am going to bed. Mommy did not know that my schedule changed.
Really?
And that I have been getting up at 5 instead of 5:40-ish,
6:30.
No, I'm out. I was out the door. I used to be out the door at 10 to 6 or 6.
That's so early.
Yeah, and now I have been leaving the house at 5:24.
You gotta go to bed earlier, then.
I don't.
You do, because you have to get up earlier.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't feel all that bad. Let me tell you about my dream, because this is what kind of freaky dream I had.
Okay.
I had a dream that I was pissed because it was 5, and I had hit the alarm, the snooze, and I was awake, waiting for 5:09 to come, so that I could hit the snooze again. And in the middle of that dream, I realized, wait a minute, I need to just go to sleep, because it's not time for me to get up yet. And I confirmed that by waking up and looking at the clock. Do you know what time it was?
What?
4:55. 5 minutes before my alarm went off.
That's weird.
That's the stupidest ever. So, you're not the only one entitled to crazy dreams.
I think we start a soccer game tomorrow in PE.
Nice.
That'll probably be
Question
cool.
Mark? Yeah?
I'm indifferent with soccer. Like, yeah. I can do it, but it's not like, this is enjoyable. I'm like, yeah, okay, soccer.
I'm the same way. I see people do really impressive things with the ball using their feet.
Yeah. They like kick it up in the air, like straight up.
Yeah. But for some reason, it's just not as impressive to me as even like a mime juggling.
Yeah.
Like when a guy's juggling like 4 or 5 balls on a unicycle.
That's impressive. Riding a unicycle itself is impressive.
Yeah, well, I can do that.
No, you can't.
I can.
You can do it for like 10 seconds.
Doesn't matter. Then four new elements.
You can do it for like 2 seconds.
The 4 new elements that they found can only be in existence for a fraction of a second. That doesn't make them any less an element. Before they decay into something else.
Topical.
Okay.
I don't like that. Wait, I wanted to tell you have I told you about Orlando? Not Orlando, Florida. He's a person.
Orlando Bloom?
No.
Orlando Jones?
No. He goes to my school. He's not a grown man, a grown celebrity. And he's like Brian. He's friends with Brian, and not my friend Brian, the bad Brian. The mean Brian.
Yeah.
He's in all 3 of my classes on even days, was today, and I've never once had a good encounter with him until today. And I don't like that it was a good encounter because I don't like him as a person. He's mean. He's mean and he's like Brian. He does all the things that Brian does.
And today's encounter was?
It was like 10 seconds, but it was the only good encounter with him that I've had. And I was really surprised. He sits next to me in language arts, mm-hmm. and I was about to sneeze. I was doing the, anyway, bless you, bless you, bless you. And I didn't sneeze, and I went, really? Like, joking. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I love doing that to people. And everybody laughed, and like at our table. And that's the only good experience that I've had with him, and I don't like it.
You should tell him that, actually.
Why? No, he wouldn't care.
I think he would. I think overwhelmingly, I believe that kids are probably striving to be good kids. And overwhelmingly, they want to do well. And I think they put on airs and they try to present themselves as different simply because they think that's what's going to make them fit in. And I bet you if you were to have that conversation with him where you say, you know what, I haven't had a whole lot of good experiences with you. And yesterday, I saw a different side of you, and I really like that. And just leave it at that. It would give him pause to think and say, wait a minute. Nobody's ever told me how cool I was and thanked me for anything I've done when I was acting like that other guy. And yet, here I get this praise for behaving like this. Maybe there's something to that. Not that he would think like that, but rewarding positive experiences like that normally is the best changer of behavior.
Yeah. I don't think he's probably a decent kid. He's really not.
He probably is.
Okay. Yeah, okay. But he's... That's...
I mean, think about it. He's at home right now, and he's having conversations with his mom and dad. And his brothers and sisters. And he's probably a pretty decent kid.
Yeah, okay.
In general.
Okay, I'll give him that.
At 7 minutes to bedtime, not all conversations are interesting. Not all conversations are deep.
But they're all important.
Good night.
Good night.